Farmer, who's a wonderful writer who will be featuring here February 2nd. Please welcome Suzanne Owens.
Thanks, Ellen. That was wonderful. What a night. Can you hear me? Good. Did you say no? Well, this is a poem out of a book that I've had around for a long time, and I've made determination I'm sending it out to get it published, and it's called A Hex Gathering Momentum. And it's in the order, it's in part, four parts, and it's taken from this poem, The Chinese Box. It was a box my mother had got in China when she was younger, and on it is carved the order of a woman's life. Carved on it, lotus flower, temple, knobbed bonsai tree, and the boatman. And it's in four parts with that as each part. And this is from The Boatman. And it's about my mother and her death. Sorry to end on death, but it's called The Chinese Box. My mother's hair has never turned gray. Each black curl is sprayed in place for our visit. Her fingers seldom stray from phone, clock, electric blanket switch, always turned to high, a world on a bed. Her brother, 82, reads aloud the nursing home's acceptance letter as if she had just received an award. A bed higher than the one she's slept in 50 years is ready. It doesn't slope. Its raised sides will lock her in. She may take a chair, a few photos. We set perfumed coils on top of light bulbs as if celebrating. Soon a heated fragrance will fill the morning as if someone has just passed by. She stares at the steel walker's four-legged gleam, a friendly animal she thinks will drag her up out of the cushions of an afternoon. Groaning, she stands, totters, grasps the handles of the walker. Once she tobogganed on the hill, drove us everywhere in the Austin, weaving in and out of traffic. She knit woolen baby soakers, two plain, three pearl. She'd draw ribbons, the pastel colors of her see-through nightgowns in and out of eyelets, bows. Now she can't peel the labs away, the tabs away, to stick her diaper on, and it drops around her knees. I want to leave here. Go far away, she says. A wet blotch like a dispute is left on the satin cushions of her love seat. Her chin prays to her knees. She used to say, if you walk with your nose in the air, no one can hurt you. Her brother tells of a man chained to a cell in solitary 4 whole years, and he lived, so hold your head up, my uncle whispers. Then the thing I dread begins to happen. Cheek hollows, deepen, mouth trembles, chin puckers. Once, when I was 12, I rocked her in my arms while she sobbed. But it's the pain in her legs, she says, that makes her face twitch that way. And tonight, from the bed, she watches me discard bagfuls of pantyhose, hardened eyeshadow, an anniversary card my father gave her 37 years ago. I promised not to throw out her graduation pin from nursing school and then discover the red jewel box she brought home from China. the order of a woman's life carved on it. Lotus flower, temple, knobbed bonsai tree, the boatman. I open it. What's this? My hair box, she says. Each time she pulls her hair from comb or brush, she rolls it up, tucked away, drying in a box, her last original color. Thanks.
Thank you, Suzanne. Again, Suzanne will be featuring here February 2nd, along with Charlie Cover.